You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. During the COP26 summit that ended this weekend, the U.S. and China announced a surprise agreement to work together on cutting emissions. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are scheduled to meet at a virtual summit this evening, where they'll likely talk about that deal, geopolitics, diplomatic tensions, and underlying all of it is, of course, the economic relationship between the two countries, where China right now has a bit of the upper hand. Its economy performed really well through the pandemic compared to our fits and starts. And while things are cooling off some parts, especially trade, are still booming. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor has more.
China's economy was the only major world economy to escape recession during the pandemic. Growth fell to a mere 2.3%, according to the IMF, and it bounced back with a fury from there.
And in the first half of 2021, it was growing like gangbusters, 12.7% real growth from the year before.
David Dollar is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
The data coming in suggests that after the first half of the year, the Chinese economy is really skidded to a halt.
Between the second and third quarters, real GDP growth in China was only 0.2%, says Nargiza Salijanova, director of China projects at Rhodium Group.
China's property sector has been struggling. China had an energy crisis. They're still struggling with the COVID-19 related overhang.
China still has a zero-tolerance COVID policy and isn't shy to return to lockdowns when there are cases. The government has also cracked down on some sectors like property and tech, which it believes have escaped regulation for too long. Still, China's economy is predicted by the IMF to grow 5.6% next year. Low for China, but not too bad.
Yeah, they're not growing at 10%, but they're still growing faster than everyone else.
Nicholas Lardy is senior fellow at the Peterson Institute. He says China is attracting foreign direct investment rapidly. And as world trade shrank in 2020, China's trade activity grew and is still growing.
They're increasing their share of global trade quite dramatically. China's managing to increase both its imports and its exports this year by over 30%.
And Lardy points out it's doing so without the extended port clogs the U.S. is experiencing and managing to keep inflation low as well. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.